But now we couldn't have that because we got too much time off of TV looking. Yeah, we're living in a new era this time. It's something different to what I was raised up, but I wouldn't want to go back to the old time. It was too much, it was too hard to work in the old time. Worked from daylight to dark every day. And if everybody wasn't working, it's because they didn't want to work. Couldn't work for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Because the jobs were there. You could get a laborer could get a job anywhere you wanted to. But we've evolved into a new situation where as a man progressed, he built labor-saving devices until they get to the point where the devices are doing all the work and the men are laying off, doing nothing. And I could see that coming when I was a child. I could see it coming. And I said, well, all we have to do then is let the machine do the work and give the man the benefit of it. And that's the way it is. When you take this fellow's arm break with all this thing, you have no idea what they do with one machine. I don't have any idea 200 men could do what one of them used to do, what this one machine does. Well, that's putting men out of work.
Sure is.
And that's what one of our problems today, unemployment.
You used to have to cut wood. Where would you put it?
Bring it out of the woods and haul it up and stack it up in the yard where it could dry. We'd do that in the fall so it could be dry for the winter.
When your mother would need some wood for the house, she'd say, bring me in a...
No, no, it was my job to keep bring the wood in the house when I was a kid. And I mean, my daddy loved to make those big fires and he would put the wood on. He knew how to make a fire if ever there was one. There's art in making a fire in a fireplace. 99% of the people don't have the first idea how to make a fire. Take a piece of fresh wood and put it right in front that way you can't feel a bit of heat. That wood just holding all the heat back. But he used to always pull his old wood forward and put his new wood behind. That kept the fire in front where you could feed it, you see. Keep on the side you wanted it on. The fire was always on the front side when my dad built it. He never put a piece of wood on the front of a fire. He'd pull the old wood and put the new wood behind. He just kept doing that. And boy, that makes that. You take this old fireplace, because you don't have houses that's insulated and like this is, and all that sort of stuff. But you can warm them up if you knew how to make a fire in a fireplace.
What sort of things did you have in the house to sit in?
What is that?
To sit in the house.
We used to call them sofas then, something like that. They had good furniture, very comfortable furniture. Big old little rocking chairs, had plenty of those. You don't start to see those anymore.
Things on rollers that you'd pull down at the window to keep out light?
Yeah, the shades we call them.
Uh-huh. What about the things that you would put your clothes in? Did you have rooms in the house that could hang clothes up in?
They used to make a piece of furniture they call armor.
Yes, sir.
That's what they put the clothes in, but they didn't have much clothes to put in place. Two or three stretch. Right now you can go in there and look in my closet, I bet you can find 35 shirts in there. Right now. And in those days, 35 shirts would be more than enough for at least 70 people. They wouldn't have more than two shirts. They wouldn't need much place to put those, so they didn't have them. And I was just thinking about that the other day. I've seen these poor niggers and some white people. Patches all over. They patch those old clothes until there wasn't a piece of the original goods on it. Just patches on top of that. Just patches overalls and that ain't no joke. I'm telling you the truth. I'm sure at lots of times there wasn't a piece of the original goods left with that patch that garment was made of. They just patched every time around the whole end, they went and folks would track them up. But I haven't seen a man with a patch on now in 20 years, I don't believe. That was common, but people wearing patch clothes then.
Yeah.